That's so CeeLo Green. I'm a fool for you. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl Mental Beauty coming at you on a Sunday. Today's Sunday, May the 15th. Today is May the 15th. I tell you, this month is going by pretty fast, which is, hey, I guess it's a good thing or a bad thing. Today's topic is going to be about boundaries and basically what CeeLo Green was saying. Like, you know, sometimes we could be a fool for love and it'll just, we'll make bad decisions and not bad decisions for ourselves, people that's around us, all behind the point of love. Like, especially when you are that person that is giving your all in all to someone and they are taking it for granted. Have you ever been in a relationship with someone and you felt like that you were giving more than what they were giving? That's what CeeLo Green was talking about, to the point of sometimes that, you know, you could, that people could be a fool for love and different, you know, just different situations or relationships that be going on with people. Some people get so to the point in being in a relationship and they just be a fool, just period. Like, I could say for myself, when in my first marriage, I felt like that with me, you know, like, every relationship is trial and error. So when you get in a relationship with someone, you feel like that person loves you just as much as you love them, or they are willing to go just as much as you are willing to go, or vice versa. But the thing is, in my first marriage, I can say from experience, we both were figuring marriage out, period. Trying to. We never was able to figure it out. But what the thing is, like, I felt like that I was trying to have something that I didn't have when I was coming up. Like, you know, having the husband and wife in the same household, you know, raising kids, raising children, and so forth and so on. But his thing was, I think that it was just the art of it. He didn't want to put in the work of the point of marriage. And I could say that for a lot of different people, you know, when it comes down to relationships, like, they don't want to put in the work. I could say that the downfall for my part was I expected something from him that he was not able to give. And maybe I even do that now in my marriage. Now I expect something from my husband that he's not able to give. But you gotta have some type of view or something to go on in order to just, you know, continue to be in a relationship. Like, I've known people that got married me and my second husband got married, and they're not even together today. And I think that they were caught up in the hype or the love of it. And then, you know, who's to say? But my thing is, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you want to be willing to give just as much as that other person's willing to give, and vice versa. You shouldn't sit back and just expect for that one person to be giving something that you're not able to, that you can't give. Like, case in point, like, in the African-American culture, they are all caught up. A lot of people are caught up in the point of the hype of saying that the man's supposed to work and provide and take care. And I done talked about this several times on my podcast about, you know, different stuff. And there's nothing wrong with the men doing that or whatever the case may be. But a lot of times, a lot of the women, they are expecting something from these men that they're not willing to give or they're not able to give. And then sometimes a lot of this stuff be selfish. A lot of the women be selfish. Hey, even down to me, I have to tell myself, now, Yolanda, that's selfish. You shouldn't expect for your husband to do that for you, and you're not willing to do it for him. And it's just crazy, especially when it comes down to finances, just different things that, you know, everything, you know, me and my husband, we split things down the middle when it comes down to certain stuff. But I was brought up to the point, I don't even know what I was brought up to the point. I was told that a man's supposed to provide for the household. Like, you know, get out and work and stuff like that. Not that we came up and we saw that or whatever. It probably was in other people's household, but we never saw that. We probably saw that on television or maybe down the street or across the water or something like that. But we never experienced that because the simple fact is a lot of men was not around. They was either in the streets or at somebody else's house. So with that being said, it's like, how can you expect for people or children to learn by example when you're not setting that example? But that's a whole nother podcast. My thing is, you got to get to the point of setting boundaries with, you know, certain stuff when it comes down to things like that. You have to set boundaries. And the reason why you have to set boundaries is because some people will expect for you to do stuff that they're not willing to do. And it's crazy that it's that way, but that's just life. We should even have to set boundaries, but in this day and age, you have to, because some of the fact is people will take you for granted. It's really crazy. I was in a relationship with somebody, you know, we were just dating or whatever, and this person, particular person, we both worked in the same field, but they didn't want to go to work and do as much as they needed to do. And then they had more kids than I did. It was crazy. It's crazy. So I guess, you know, whatever that works for you or what have you. But it gets to the point that we do have to set boundaries on a lot of different stuff. You know, and we have to ask ourselves, are we selfish? Is this person, what did they have going on? Is it shortcomings? Do that person have an addiction? Does this person have, a lot of baggage? And a lot of guys, they were quick to say that, oh, this woman has a lot of baggage or whatever the case may be. Baggage don't necessarily mean children. Baggage can be bad vibes, bad energy that you came up in with the point of your family and so forth, or bad experiences that you are still trying to battle to get rid of within your point of your soul or your spirit or whatever. Because sometimes, like, when you go through hurt, heartache, and pain, you carry that baggage into another relationship, and that's not good. So it's best to try to heal before you get into another relationship. And a lot of times, it don't just go away like that. I've known people that's been together I know this particular woman. She's still alive today. And she still talks about how bad her husband treated her or whatever. And this man is dead and gone. And they were separated. It's just really crazy within the point. They was even separated before he passed on. But it's crazy that sometimes that trauma and that pain that a person can be able to remember, and it carries on, and it's like they can't get rid of it because, for one, the other person has, the one that created the trauma, they don't give a damn which way or the other. They just know that they're not creating trauma for you anymore. They're going over to create trauma for somebody else. And then, at the same time, they might feel guilty, but their pride will be in the way. And the point of them saying, hey, I'm sorry, or whatever the case may be. And we all know that when you say that you're sorry, you change your behavior. Even if you're not with that person, the person that you're with, you don't carry on that same trauma or give that other person that same trauma that you had gave the previous person before. And that goes for men and women. It goes for men and women. Regardless of what the situation is, like, that's when we get to the point that we have to set boundaries on certain things about love and stuff like that. We should be free to love and to have some type of understanding and being able to see our future in a good light. But a lot of times we can't see our future in a good light because you got it. It's like, hey, Libra to scale. I'm a Libra. I might get with someone that maybe is a Scorpio or a Taurus or something like that. Just giving an example, Libras, they like stuff to be balanced, have it in a balance. And not all the time. That's a problem for me, because the simple fact is I have to tell myself everything is not going to be 50-50 all the time. Sometimes it's going to maybe be 70-30 or maybe 30-70 or whatever the case may be. We have to get to the point of realizing that long as this situation works out for the better and no one is getting hurt in the midst of it, then it's okay. But, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people, they get in relationships and they don't want to give their full potential, because the simple fact is they want to hold back, or maybe they're guarded from a previous relationship or carried on that baggage. Guys do that, or whatever the case may be. They carry on that, they bring on that baggage of certain things that they've went through with previous women, and not even given this particular relationship a chance. And it's really sad that we don't realize that, or whatever, that we're doing that. And it ends a lot of relationships, because the simple fact is you don't know. You know, every relationship is a trial and error. Every situation or every marriage is trial and error. It's just to the point that you just have to keep working at it. But I'm not saying for you to stay in relationships that is toxic and that is harmful or causing trauma and pain to you. But you have to put yourself in the other person's shoes and how the other person may feel when it comes down to certain stuff. I know this girl that was in a relationship with this guy, and she always used to complain about it. He would always be crying and griping and mad and stuff. But the reason was, me and a couple of friends were at their house one night, and we was all talking, and he felt threatened by the point that his wife made more money than he did. Now think about this. This is crazy. You could be sexist and think a very negative way of within the situation, or you could just think of, hey, this is more for us. This is more for the union. We can work at something and be better at something or whatever. But a lot of guys are intimidated by that. They are very intimidated by the point that if a woman makes more money than they do, and not even looking at the point of the big picture, hey, we are working at this together, I'm not coming to you, ask you for no money or whatever, or we could just be able to have more if within that. I just don't understand the whole why they are so upset about that, or why he was so upset about it. He was really, really upset. His point was, his dad always taught him that a man's supposed to provide in a relationship. And I wasn't going to take that away from him, but I told him, I said, listen, you know, no disrespect to you, but at the same time, this is causing trauma and pain to your relationship or whatever. And he was like, what do you mean? And the same thing that I was telling him, his wife had told him, but he wasn't willing to receive it. I said, think about this right here. And I'm just speaking from my point of view. You can't always look at or do the same thing that your dad did. What he did, you should be able to learn from and to be able to apply it to your life. And do better. He was like, no, she just makes more money. I need to get another job, such and such this. Or maybe we don't need to be together because she makes such and such this and that there. I said, no, you can't think of it that way. You got to think of it that y'all are building together. You love this woman and you want to be with her, but you have your pride in the way of saying that she makes more money than you. Or whatever. It's just like being on a job and you are working at that job, and somebody else come in that went to school, you've been working there 20 or 30 years or whatever the case may be, and somebody else younger come in, they went to college for it, but you learned it just by trade, and they come in and they give that younger person a higher position than you. you feel threatened by it, or you feel lesser than, or whatever the case may be, but you feel lesser than within that company. You shouldn't feel lesser than within your marriage. He sat there and he was looking around and he looked at his wife. He got up real fast. And I was like, oh God, I done started something. And he was like, he went outside or whatever the case may be. And it was just like crazy. I don't know what it was. It like a light bulb had went off on him or something. I didn't know if he was going to act out or what. But she was like, you shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have said that. She didn't know how he was going to react or whatever. That man came back in that house. He got down on his knees in front of his wife and he apologized for all the ignorance that he had done for that length of time or whatever. He was like, baby, I'm sorry, such and such this, such and such that, or whatever. Needless to say, what they did was he realized what he was doing, that he was dividing the union. When you are in a relationship with somebody, everything that goes on is a collective thing or whatever. When you get to the point of separating stuff, then it's different or whatever. So needless to say, hey, their marriage became closer. I think they got two more kids or whatever. They be traveling, going places, and everything seemed to be hunky-dory. So with that being said, you know, sometimes it takes somebody else to turn on that light bulb for somebody. It's because a lot of times some people feel threatened, or they feel like they're lesser than when it comes down to certain things like that. And I'm glad that things worked out, or it is working out for them in that situation. But a lot of times it doesn't. A lot of times it gets to the point that people separate and decide not to be together, all behind something that is so petty or whatever. Maybe that person has more children and have to give more and stuff like that. A lot of women become very selfish when it comes down to certain things or whatever. If I was with somebody that had children or whatever the case may be, when it comes down to children, those children did not ask to come here or whatever. And if you're a woman and your spouse has children by another woman, have respect and have some type of understanding and always encourage that man to be there for his children or for his child or whatever. Don't get to the point of saying, well, hey, you know, long as he's doing for mine and stuff like that. You got a lot of women, a lot of young, immature women that does stuff like that. And it ain't just that necessarily young ones either. Some of the old ones is like that too. You got a lot of older, bitter women that's that way as well. Because they feel like, I guess they feel threatened or something like that. And don't get me wrong, some guys make it to the point that they feel like that, make that woman feel like that he's going to go back to be with the other woman and so forth. But not all the time it's that way. If you work things out and look at things collectively and trying to empower your union and everything that's around you, you wouldn't have those type of problems and have some type of understanding. It's always to have an open mind when you're in a relationship, because the simple fact is we all change. We don't stay the same. Everything's changed. Just like time changes, we don't stay. We change too as well. So with that being said, you know, you just got to get to the point of looking at things from a different perspective and from a bigger picture. But regardless of what the situation is, you got to, you know, you just got to have an open mind. You do have an open mind when it comes down to certain things. This right here is kind of crazy, y'all, because the other day, this lady, when it was talking about boundaries, she was a correction officer or police officer, deputy or something like that. And this guy, I guess she fell in love with him, that she was watching over him at a prison or whatever. And he escaped. She helped him escape. That's when it come down to the point that you feel like you have nothing else to live for, you nothing else to lose or something like that there or whatever. And you really do. But I guess she was just so just fathomed by the dating stages and going through dating. I'm telling you, I can speak from my perspective and what I see on a day-to-day basis. The dating scene don't seem like that it would be something that I want to do, because I see a lot of people on social media, you know, complaining about the dating and who they're dating, and they don't know if that man is with a man or had been with a man, or if that woman has been with a woman, back and forth, so forth. They don't know the different ties that these people has had before, because a lot of times when you're dating, a lot of people try to put their best foot forward, but in the end, maybe 6 months, 7 months, 8 months down the line, that's whenever everything start unraveling and all the truth start coming out. And people don't realize those type of things. They just get bad all together, whatever the case may be. But hey, to each their own. I feel like there's somebody out there for somebody. But regardless of what the situation is, this lady helped this guy escape from prison. And he was already on a life sentence or whatever for killing someone. She wound up helping him get free and wound up shooting and killing herself. It's crazy when it comes down to the point of the heart and the love and stuff like that there. She was so blinded by his love or what. I'm pretty sure they hadn't had sex or something or whatever the case may be. Because even I think somebody was saying on social media that she had, they had stopped at the sex store or whatever the case may be and stuff like that. So I don't know what the deal was within it or what was going through her mind, but I could just only imagine and put myself into her shoes. When you are so caught up into a situation with somebody, or you get so caught up in love and stuff like that, that's where you have to set boundaries more, because the simple fact is, that they don't have their best interest at heart. Now, if he loved her like he felt like that he that she should have been loved or something like that, they should have just got to the point of just seeing each other like that or getting married. I don't think that they have it to the point of people having conjugal visits and stuff anymore. But who's to say? I'm just saying, like, you got to think about, to the point you want this person that you claim that you love to help you escape. You were just being selfish and thinking about yourself. Needless to say, they caught both of them. She killed herself and he's gone back to prison. That's what I'm telling you, y'all. It's not worth it out here when it comes down to certain things. You have to be mindful of the decisions that you make, because in some fact, everybody's not, don't have your best interest at heart when it comes down to love or whatever. Some people don't know how to love. It took me a while to learn how to love. I'm talking about a while. And I know some people right now that don't even know how to love or know what love is. Love is not just buying you gifts and whatever. Love is, it is more intense than that. It has, sometimes you have to refuse the point of somebody telling you that they love you. Or they, hey, somebody can tell you that they love you, but if they're not showing it, then what's the point? You know, a lot of people like try to play victim on certain situations and stuff like that. I had that to happen to me for many, many years. And I had to come to realize that just because that person is playing victim doesn't mean that they're not hurting me or that they hasn't hurt me. So I had to separate myself from that person and not deal with them at all. Now, I'm not saying that you just have to sit that situation over there on the shelf like before, but what I'm saying is, when it comes down to that person playing victim, you don't fall for it. You just keep it moving when it comes down to stuff like that. You don't allow them to hurt you anymore. That's that, and that you have to set boundaries. Hey, I could deal with you, but this is the boundaries. We don't go no further than that, and that's it. And sometimes some people can't even take that. Some people go above and beyond when it comes down to certain things of that nature. Some people get to the point they become combative when you tell them no. Hey, no, I no longer want to receive that type of pain from you. You don't necessarily have to say it's pain. No, I don't no longer want to receive that from you or whatever. No, I don't want to deal with that. No, I don't want to do certain things with you anymore, because some effect is it gets me all caught up. You have to set boundaries when certain things, especially when someone is continuously hurting you and they don't realize it, or they realize it, or they just don't give a damn. And 9 times out of 10, that's what it be. They don't care. They're just thinking about their own selfish reason and their pride, and they don't want to try to fix things. No, they can't go and you or anybody else can't go and erase the past and start all and do things over and make it seem like it never happened, because we all have memories and we remember stuff. But you can move forward. And if that person is, if you're moving forward and the other person is not moving forward, then what's the use? That's where you have to get to the point of setting boundaries on some things. Besides the point of them becoming combative, they play victim, they become combative, want to, you know, shove on you or snatch things from you and stuff like that. To me, I feel like that's being combative or whatever, or being just like nasty towards you and stuff like that, of that nature. People don't realize that, you know, snatching things is a form of language. That's, you know, you got to realize it. You got to be respectful to people or whatever, and put yourself in that other person's shoes when it come down to certain things. If a person says no, no means no. You can't get mad with them because they decided to say no. It's just crazy. I just really don't understand the whole concept of the next thing is jealousy. You could be in a relationship with somebody, and just like the other guy that I was talking about, maybe he was jealous a little bit, but I don't think that it was more a jealousy for him. He was just looking at the point that he was brought up, that his dad raised him to be the man of the household by, you know, working and providing and stuff like that, or being just a provider. And that's, I guess that's how his dad came up within that. But you have some people that be in relationships with you, and they'll be jealous of you or what you have going on, and they don't want to do nothing no better for themselves. And it's crazy or whatever, when that person has the same opportunity or try. If you put your foot down when it comes down to certain things that you want, and you keep working at it, eventually you will get it. And when you get it, the other person that you're with, they're not even happy for you. That's crazy. That's a form of jealousy. You can have jealousy in a form from parents, from children, supposed to be friends, neighbors. I don't know. Regardless of what the situation is, I was always brought up, or I always felt like, that you shouldn't be jealous of the next person. You might envy that person, and meaning we put emphasis on envy, meaning like being bad. Or you could just say, well, hey, I really value you and I respect you for what that you have going on. But my thing is, I want to be able to get to that stage or to that point. And you get, some people can't even take that. They'll take it as some part that, hey, you trying to outdo me. And that's a lie in the African American culture. They tend to do things like that. Hey, I'm gonna outdo you. Or it's okay for you to be doing good, but long as you're not doing better than me. You know, and it's crazy that it's that way. You know, we gotta get out of that type of mindset. We gotta be straight up and be honest and true to what we feel, but at the same time, not trying to cause harm to nobody else. I mean, the world is changing and people are changing on a daily basis. You just have to, sometimes you have to separate yourself from those type of people, especially those type of people that is jealous of you. Someone on social media put that up the other day, and he made a great point. We in the African American culture, we want to buy Prada, Jordans, all these name brand people. Bank at Wells Fargo, I bank at Capital One, I do this, I do that, I got a Lexus, I got a Lamborghini, I got such and such this. And the guy said, you as an individual in the black culture, we go and we buy these things But we just buying a name and we go take it back to and show it off in the, in our same communities and or in the surrounding areas or our neighbors and stuff. But we're just buying a name. Why not fuel the point of the Joneses or the goats or the Smiths or whatever within those, these people that don't have a name? Well, we have a name, but you know, why not fuel those people instead of all these other people that's already done made it? We don't look at stuff like that. I used to be the same way when it come down to certain stuff of that nature. Now it doesn't matter. I don't care if it's what it is. If long as it look good and it's good for me and it works for me, then that's fine. As far as talking about a name brand stuff, I could care less. It doesn't even matter to me. Long as it works for me. And I'm not finna go take it back, whatever works for me, and take it back to somebody else and try to show it off. And realizing that, hey, I'm advertising this, for the same people that I just bought from. It's crazy. But he did make a good point about that. It was just at the point that a lot of us don't realize those type of things. A lot of us say things because it sounds good and not get to the point of doing things because it is the right thing to do and it's and we need to be doing good. We have to set limits on certain things or on our spending habits, set limits on our relationship habits, just a lot of different things. We have to set boundaries. We have to set boundaries on people hurting us. To stop them from hurting us, we have to set boundaries within ourselves. A lot of people don't realize that you have to set boundaries within yourself as well. Case in point, like, think about it. On my 600-pound life, if those people don't set boundaries on certain things, the people that's enabled them, taking them to get that food, taking them to do certain things or whatever the case may be, things that are allowing them to eat certain things that they're not able to eat, that's adding to their demise or just hurting them. It's crazy. People don't realize that. That's another whole thing there. Enabling people. We got to stop enabling people to hurt us. We have to stop enabling ourselves to hurt our own self. That's where it comes in with the point of boundaries. Not being selfish. I always look at things from a different perspective. Just because you looked at it or you see it one way doesn't mean that it's going to always work that way. Sometimes we have to change things up. And another thing is to the point of having accountability for our actions. A lot of us don't do that or whatever. I had to learn the hard way when it comes down to certain things. By the time you get to the point of you falling several times, you have to realize that you have to have accountability for your actions. Because the simple fact is, you're the only one that's going to endure that pain if it's something that you have done. That's just something for you guys to think about. Just having accountability for your actions or whatever. If you know that you're in a relationship with somebody and it's toxic and it's hurting you or whatever, at some point you got to realize and say, hey, listen, this is not working for me. Or not just keep going through the motions and then want to play victim saying this person hurt me when you decided to continue to hurt yourself by allowing that person to still be in a relationship with you. That's the point of taking action and having accountability for your actions. You don't have to receive pain from people. You could separate yourself from it. And that doesn't make that you are a bad person. It just says that, hey, you know, I'm taking control over my life and I'm allowing accountability to show that, hey, listen, I don't have to accept that. And I don't have to show hurt and pain towards somebody else because I said no. Or vice versa. This is just a lot for us to think about when it comes down to boundaries and allowing people to hurt us and allowing ourselves to continue to hurt ourselves. We have to get to the point of setting boundaries. Our heart is a fragile muscle. It's a fragile organ. And regardless of what the situation is, our emotions are mostly tied to it when it comes down to certain things. But a lot of times whenever we become a fool for love, when it comes down to we wanting someone to love us just as much as we love them, and it don't always work out that way. That's why it's best to get to know people and to have some type of understanding about them. I guess that's when the point of getting married out of wedlock, you're supposed to get to the point of learning that person. You know, of course, you're not going to know everything, every little detail about that person, but you can have some type of idea. Oh, well, hey, if this is something that you want to deal with or something that you want to put up with. That's just something for you guys to think about. Today's Sunday, May the 15th. We're talking about boundaries, accountability, saying no. Hey, not being a fool for love. Because 9 times out of 10, regardless of what the situation is, if you loving somebody and they're willing to love you as well, by all means, embrace it. But if it gets to the point that that person, you loving somebody more than they're loving you, and sometimes it's best to let things go. Don't end up like this sheriff that helped this guy escape from prison and she wound up losing her life. Sometimes people can get to the point of being so depressed about loving somebody. Loving somebody for so long and giving their all in all to them, but that person is not willing to give the same thing. And you wind up being just a manic depressant. How can you go on and be embrace another relationship when you're holding on to that pain and trauma that somebody else had put on you? That's why you have to set boundaries. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Sunday, May the 15th. Y'all have a good day. Makes me wanna look to love you, baby. I don't even have a choice. Oh, and if I did, it'd still be you. Cause you're the man among these other boys. Sweet sugar, I surrender. White flag, oh, I won't even put up a fight. Oh, cause there ain't a damn thing wrong about this kind of loving. Oh, when it feels so right. Gonna write a letter, tell it to my mama. And she gon' tell the world. I'm crazy, but I don't mind being a fool for you.